AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot resumes hearings tomorrow. AP correspondent Mike Gracia on Who's Up.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is among witnesses scheduled to testify Tuesday when the House January 6 committee holds its fourth public hearing. Raffensperger drew the ire of then-President Donald Trump when he refused to cave to Trump's pressure to change the outcome of the 2020 presidential vote in Georgia.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Also scheduled to testify Tuesday are Raffensperger's deputy Gabe Sterling and Arizona State Representative Rusty Bowers. The committee will also delve into the scheme that had fake electors in seven battleground states sign certificates falsely stating Trump, not Joe Biden, had won their states. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Committee members say they may subpoena former Vice President Mike Pence. They're also waiting to hear from Virginia Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. A new law in New York barring sales of bullet-resistant vests to most civilians doesn't cover the type of armor worn by the gunman who killed 10 people at a Buffalo supermarket. That's raising broader questions about the law's effectiveness. Professor Warren Eller at SUNY John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
When we talk about the violence that we deal with regularly, right, 10 to 14,000 people killed every year with a firearm. I don't think this addresses that.
GasBuddy.com says pump prices have fallen just over 4 cents a gallon in the past week.
We're back under the $5 gallon average that we briefly saw.
Patrick Gahan says the national average this morning, $4.97 for a gallon of regular grade. Financial markets were closed today for the Juneteenth holiday, but cryptocurrencies were still trading and they've gone cold. Bitcoin today more than 70% below its November peak. This is AP News. This Juneteenth holiday weekend has seen mass shootings in at least two major cities. AP correspondent Rita Foley has details.
In D.C., a 15-year-old boy was shot dead and three adults, including a police officer, were wounded in a violent incident at a musical event about 2 miles from the White House. Mayor Muriel Bowser said this.
Somebody used a gun. And a child is dead.
She was heard there on WJLA-TV in Washington. A shooting early Monday morning at a gathering in Harlem. Police in New York City.
There were a total of 9 people shot, 2 females and 7 males. A 21-year-old male was transported to Lincoln Hospital, where he was pronounced deceased.
No immediate word on suspects or motives in either shooting. I'm Rita Foley.
Finally, a man accused of killing 6 people and injuring dozens more when he allegedly drove his SUV through a Christmas parade in suburban Milwaukee last year is mounting an insanity defense. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.